Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're going to be talking Helper Saturday vibes, and over the phone we are joined by Erica and Eric from Bad Francis, one of the bands performing on this upcoming September 14th, as well as Joelle from Helper Vibes. So thank all of you for taking the time to come talk with us.
Of course.
Absolutely, you too.
So let's start with you, Erica and Eric. So Bad Francis, how would you describe kind of your stylistic music?
I love to talk about Bad Francis as being like a journey through the decades. We focus mostly on 70s. We love classic rock. And being a female singer, I love to celebrate other female artists, past and present. So we're really catered to the older audience that actually loves the 70s. We throw in a little 80s, a couple current things.
And that's a good way to go. And you kind of touched on that. You kind of have an emphasis on female artists. Now, do you have a favorite female artist you like to cover?
Oh, see, that's always a really tough question. Covering female artists, you know, it's like, how can you have a favorite? A big one for me is Janis Joplin. I joke on stage and say that she's my spirit animal.
Right on.
And then for you, Eric, being the lead guitarist of the band, do you have a favorite song you like to play or a favorite band you like to cover on with the guitar?
Well, to tell you the truth, one of my favorite things about this band is the variety that I get to play. I mean, we get into not just rock, but we get into country, and touch a little bit on the jazzy side and some blues and just whatever, you know. And the styles of the different decades also varies in the guitar playing. The guitar approach from the 60s as opposed to the 90s. I really get to stretch out. It's not just focused on one particular style. And I just love that.
And I think the crowds love that, too. I mean, you're giving them a variety of music to pick from. It's just, there's so much to be excited for. Now, for both of you guys, what would you say your favorite part of being able to tour around and perform like you do is?
We've been so lucky. You know, these past few years, getting a bigger name for ourselves and moving around the whole state, you know, we get calls and requests from north to south, so... It's been a total blessing to like create a following, not just in our area of like Park City, Salt Lake, but all over. So yeah, we love coming down to Helper.
And
Helper is such a great little town. It's just a fantastic piece of small town USA. But my favorite thing about traveling around and playing for people is seeing how people light up when you launch into a song that they know or like mm-hmm. to sing along with and start dancing along. It's just, you know, taking their minds off their daily lives and giving them something to be happy and dance around to. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, and it's so fun to watch the crowds of when these bands come perform, and they get so into it. No band at Helper Vibes this summer has disappointed. I mean, it's been a loaded slate. Now, is there anything in particular you two are excited about performing at Helper Vibes?
I'm actually, I went to high school down in Emory County, and I still have family down there. So one of my favorite things is I get quite the crowd of my family and friends showing up, but they don't always get to come up north and see our shows. So that's my favorite part about it.
And that's a great reason to say. I mean, Emory County being right there, it's a great chance to catch up with some family. So is there anything you guys would like to leave the listeners with to kind of encourage them to come out and see you guys perform on Saturday, September 14th?
Well, every time we've played there, it's just magical because it seems like the whole town shows up to this park, and they bring their little kids and their dogs. And there's food trucks and whatever out there, and it's just such a fun time that, you know, don't miss it. It's just amazing. Just come and see and have fun.
Yeah, we love to keep our people singing and dancing, so we expect everybody to get on their feet.
And that's what the people in Helper tend to do. They get up and they get into it. So thank you guys both. Now, Joelle, let's focus a little more on the event side of things. Now, I know a big hit is always the margarita. You guys have been knocking it out of the park this year. What is this week's margarita?
This week's margarita I'm calling the Watermelon Wrecking Ball Margarita. We're going to use some fresh watermelon and, you know, fun. It's fun.
Yeah, no, that's really fun, especially watermelon around this time of year in this area is always huge because Green River is about to celebrate their Melon Days.
That's where we got the watermelon. So
hey, locally sourced, too. That's yes. Perfect. Now, another big part of Helper Vibes is always the kids' activities. What do you guys have lined up for the kids this week?
This time we're going to have using a Carbon County theme. We're going to be doing some pressed salt dough discs. So I believe we're going to have some dinosaurs and some things that are going to be area oriented. And we're going to be using some repurposed items to build trains. They're super cute.
That sounds so fun. It's hearing activities like that makes me wish I was just a few years younger and can participate in those again. Just a few. I'm only 21, man. And then let's talk about the vendors, because those are always a big hit there. What do you have lined up this week vendor-wise?
Oh, we have quite a few vendors this week. And even with the food trucks, there are so many food trucks, I don't even know how to touch on them all. But our Helper Vibes Utah Facebook page does have them listed, so you can go and check them out and plan your dinner accordingly.
And Helper Vibes Utah on Facebook, that's going to be the place you're going to want to check to see who's going to be at the big celebration. Now, another thing we talked about before we came on air was there's a cheer organization that's actually playing a pretty big part within Helper Vibes.
Yeah, so we're going to be have Helper Rush Cheer. They're doing a fundraiser. And to get your sugar rush, they're going to be having some snow cones, popcorn, cotton candy. They're also going to be selling saver cards. I don't know if everybody's familiar with the saver cards, but you purchase and you use them around town to the local businesses. They're also going to be giving away some gift certificates. So I'm hoping that people are going to come out and support our support our local youth.
And that's always something that I love about these events. It gives you a platform not only for these bands, for these vendors, but also it's a good opportunity for the youth to get out and fundraise for whatever they're trying to get involved with. So I always love that aspect of these celebrations. Now, Joelle, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, one thing I'd like to leave them with is that, as always, you can keep the vibe going and head on over to the Regis Club.
And there you go. The Regis Club is the place to be after Helper Vibes. And, well, Erica, Eric, Joelle, thank you all so much for taking the time to be here. We appreciate it. And you're not going to want to miss this upcoming Helper Vibes event on Saturday, September 14th, featuring Bad Frances and so many other very talented groups. And for more Castle Country-focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.